Giles Bickford is here with the business news this morning. Giles smirking in the corner there.
And I bet his dog wouldn't have any truck with nothing, that kind of thing.
Nothing inappropriate at all, in public or private. But then you talk about bewildering, and much about Boris Johnson seems to strike people as bewildering. Look at the markets first of all. Wall Street's retreating from record highs. Investor caution seems to be the issue at the moment. People waiting for big earnings reports and the Federal Reserve, of course. Big tech stocks in particular are leading the market lower. Dow Jones Industrial Average down 0.4%. That's off its lows. The NASDAQ is down 1.6%. The broad S&P 500, 0.75% lower. Our own top 50 index still can't buy a thrill at the moment, falling 83 points yesterday, 0.2%. And the New Zealand dollar, it's taken a wee bit of a retreat overnight, 69.5 US cents, 94.5 Australian.
Thank you very much for that, Giles. Now, a familiar problem with KiwiSaver, a low level of financial literacy. This is what's costing investors.
It comes from the Financial Services Council, which has done a survey. It looks at the scheme regularly and indicates only about a quarter know how much they have in their KiwiSaver accounts. Despite the finding, the survey of 2,000 people indicates 78% want KiwiSaver to be made compulsory, and nearly three quarters support an increase in contribution rates. And Council Chief Executive Richard Clippen says nearly two-thirds of people are worried they don't have enough to retire on, with the average KiwiSaver balance just $25,000.
The more literate people are, the more confident they are, the better they are as investors. And when people are not, they may not make the best decisions. They may leave markets exactly the wrong time. And we saw that through the heights of the COVID pandemic. And so financial literacy and financial capability are really key components for New Zealanders to make good, informed decisions and ultimately to reap the rewards.
More from Richard Clippen on that later in the hour.
Now, the Electricity Authority is wanting feedback as it's looking to update the rules governing lines companies.
Well, it says that the current rules need to be improved as the country moves to a low-emissions economy. It says plans to electrify the transport fleet, replace fossil fuels, will place more demand on lines networks. It raises the need for policies to encourage innovation and competition in the sector. The chief executive of the country's biggest lines company, Vector, Simon McKenzie, hopes it takes a holistic approach.
So some of the challenges we see going into the future are not going to be just specific to, for example, distribution or transmission or retail or generation. I think there has to be a more holistic view of some of the solutions that are going to be required to enable this decarbonisation.
More from Simon McKenzie on that issue at 10 to 7, when we'll also look at Google expanding its presence in New Zealand. And, of course, I'll bring you the latest from the financial markets.
Thank you very much. Giles Beckford with Kōrero Kaipakihi, the business news.